لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، وسمى كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس دائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون، ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. وقال مولانا علي بن الحسين زين العابدين عليه الصلاة والسلام في دعائه لبداء شهر رمضان: فلك الحمد بعد إذ هديتنا لدينك الذي اصطفينا وملتك الذي ارتضيته. اللهم وأنت جعلت من صفايا تلك الوظائف وخصائص تلك الفروض شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن، اختصصته من سائر الشهور، وتخيرته من جميع الأزمنة والدهور، وآثرته على كل أوقات السنة. My dear brothers and sisters, at the final Jum'ah, which is called Jum'atul Wida, I ask myself and request all of you to practice the piety. The month of piety and month of sincerity, month of Quran, month of du'as, month that includes many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was full of the blessings, is already departing, and we are at the final Jum'ah of this holy month. As this month has passed, this life is also subject to be passed. As we have final days of this holy month, brothers and sisters, a day is going to come that is going to be the final day, or a few days to the life. Holy month of Ramadan is a symbol of our whole life. It has given us a lot. I would like to go through the phrases of dua that is narrated from our fourth Imam, Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam. Through that we would like to glance on holy month Ramadan and see through the eyes of a ma'asum how our Aima alayhi salam have seen holy month Ramadan. Of course, we are ordinary human being, and it's not easy for us to understand concept of holy month Ramadan. When Imam wanted to speak about holy month of Ramadan, he has spoken all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down upon us. And then he reaches to this point that all praises to you, O my Lord, who has guided me towards the religion that is one of the chosen religion. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا لِدِينِكَ الَّذِي اسْتَفَيْتَهُ. O Allah, all praises to you that you have guided me to the religion that is chosen religion within this world. That you have chosen that religion. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The chosen religion before Allah is Islam. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This is chosen religion. Its prophet is being called Mustafa, the chosen one. His deputy is being called Murtada, the chosen one. وَمِلَّتِكَ الَّذِي يَرْتَضَيْتَهُ. Allah, we thank you. You have gifted us a religion that its nation is one of the chosen nations of the world. Allahumma wa anta ja'alta min tilka al-wadha'if wa khasa'is tilka al-furud shahru Ramadan. Amongst those best of the duties that you prescribe to the humanity, Allah, there is month of Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan is chosen month, brothers and sisters, within the months that Allah has placed. اختصصتهُ من سائر الشهور. You have specifically chosen this month from all the months. وتخيرتهُ من جميع الأزمنة والدهور. And if we think comparing with all the periods and eras in this world, then I can say that this holy month is better than all the eras. It's better than all the periods. أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامِ أَفْضَلُ اللَّيَالِي أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ وَآثَرْتَهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أَوْقَاتِ السَّنَةِ. And then, O Allah, we also thank you that you have preferred this holy month Ramadan over every period of the year. وَأَنْزَلْتَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ وَالنُّورِ. And you have revealed during this month. You know, before we like to thank something, appreciate something, we need to revise that. Go and have a revision. Really, you like to say farewell to holy month Ramadan? What you need to say farewell? You need to revise for yourself. You need to think what we have been provided. If you don't, you will not be able to thank for that. وَأَنْزَلْتَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ وَالنُّورِ. You have sent down Quran in this month, and you have sent down the light during this month. وَضَاعَفْتَ فِيهِ الْإِيمَانِ. And this was the month that our Iman was being multiplied. It's been said, anfasukum fihi tasbih. Your breath has become tasbih during this month. Naumukum fihi ibadah. Your sleep was being also a part of worship. Can you imagine that even fragrance of the person who is fasting, angels, they would like to smell that fragrance. That is how our iman was being multiplied. We became guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. وَفَرَضْتَ فِيهِ السَّيَامِ. You prescribed fasting during the day. وَرَغَبْتَ فِيهِ الْقِيَامِ. And you have asked people to stand during the nights. Have you ever, brothers and sisters, have experienced those kind of periods that you love to stand during the nights, other than holy month of Ramadan? That month helped us for suhoor, to be awake at the suhoor. That month helped us that we can worship, recite du'as of Aim Alayhim Salam, sometime reciting du'ai Joshan Kabir, sometime reciting du'ai Suhoor, sometime reciting du'ai Abu Hamza Tumali, sometimes du'ai Kumail. See, this was the holy month of Ramadan. And this is the month that all the nations have accepted, that Muslim nation have been chosen. We have been guided during this month. وَاصْطَفَيْتَنَا بِفَضْلِهِ دُونَ أَهْلِ الْمِلَلِ. Then Imam says, Allah, we have become up to the final points. فَصُمْنَا بِأَمْرِكَ بِنْهَارِهِ. We were been following your commandments, that we were fasting during the day. وَقُمْنَا بِعَوْنِكَ بِلَيْلِهِ. Allah, with your help, if there was no help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how that would have been possible for somebody to stand during the nights, stay awake during the night of Qadr. There were many those who were sleeping. But oh believers, you know, we have been able to stay awake with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gifted us. There was tawfiq, special tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. You have experienced and I have experienced. We all have experienced tawfiqat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَرْبَحْنَا أَفْضَلَ أَرْبَاحِ الْعَالَمِينَ. You know, if a businessman goes somewhere and starts a business, and at the end, when he starts counting what are the benefits, what are the interests, then he starts making accounts of that, puts everything in front of him, looks at his statements, looks at his bank statements, and then he becomes happy that I have been benefited from this business. I did not have any loss, but I have taken the interests and benefits from there as well. How about we? We have completed a month. Do we have chance to think, what are the benefits that I have earned during this month? Am I being in loss today? I have benefited something during this month. Then you'd find how many benefits really we had during this month. وَأَرْبَحْنَا أَفْضَلَ أَرْبَاحِ الْعَالَمِينَ. That if whole world would have been together and they wanted to give those benefits that holy month of Ramadan has benefited, believe me, they would have not been able to do that. Nobody else could give those benefits that holy month of Ramadan has provided us. فَنَحْنُ مُوَدِّعُوهُ. Now as you realize, now as we have seen whole picture of holy month of Ramadan, it's just small picture of holy month of Ramadan. Now you can say, نَحْنُ مُوَدِّعُوهُ وِدَاعَ فِرَاقٍ. Now I would like to say farewell to the holy month of Ramadan. الْوِدَاعَ يَا شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ. السلام عليك يا شهر رمضان. السلام عليك يا أفضل الساعات. السلام عليك يا أفضل الليالي. This is what we need to say wida. That is how we need to say wida. One needs to sit and think and observe what I have earned from this month. And this month is departing now. A month full of blessings. It's going to close everything. But if we have earned something, we will be able to be attached with that. Can I request, please stand up and move forward, please. Please say salawat. Assalamu alayka ya shahr Allah al-akbar. Assalamu alayka ya eid awliya'ih. You know, many people, they have Eid at the end of holy month of Ramadan. But let us think, what is Eid of Imam Zaman? What is Eid of A'imma alayhim salam? What is Eid of Awliya Allah? Imam says, Eid of Awliya Allah is Shahr Ramadan. Assalamu alayka ya Eida awliyai. They were celebrating obedience. They were celebrating staying away from Shaitan. They were celebrating a month when Shaitan was in prison, when enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was being limited and being captive. They were celebrating this month. This month had given a freedom to the believers, freedom to the followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the followers of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, as we are spending final moments of holy month of Ramadan, لا تجعله آخر الأحد. Do not make it the final month of my life. Although decree of the people is being issued, decree is being given. Somebody is going to be living or somebody is not going to be living. Decree is being issued during the Layali Qadr. Let us ask at this moment, O Allah, if I have some more life, don't make it final month of my life. Give me more chances. I have not been good servant. I do not deserve for anything. But if you have already decreed my death, if this month is my final month of my life, لا تجعلني محروما. Do not make me this one who is deprived of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَجْعَلْنِي مَرْحُومًا. Make me from those who are blessed people, those who have achieved blessings during this month. That is all we need to say wida to holy month of Ramadan, following the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive whatever we have committed the sins during holy month of Ramadan. May Allah accept our obedience during this month. May Allah accept our prayers during this month. May Allah accept our fasting during this month. May Allah accept our du'as during this month. May Allah accept Layali Qadr during this month. And may Allah provide us more and more Layali Qadr during our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if He has not forgiven us until now during this Jum'atul Wida, may Allah forgive us all. May Allah bless us best of the Eid. May Allah forgive all the Muslims and mu'mineen in this world. May Allah elevate the places of mu'mineen in this world. May Allah make Imam of the Age happy with us. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fit dunya wal akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل على محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما حيا ثار البدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. وأما بعد، فقال مولانا علي بن الحسين: وغمنا وأوحشنا انصرافه فنحن قائلون السلام عليك يا شهر الله الأكبر. Brothers and sisters, another phrase that Imam has said in this dua, he said that at this time I'm in grief and I am in the state of fear. I'm afraid that holy month of Ramadan is leaving. So I can ask for myself, I do not know about anybody else, that are we in a state of fear? Are we afraid of something? Do we feel any grief? If we feel happiness that this month is ending, we are in loss. But if somebody has a concern about holy month of Ramadan, then we are matching with the hearts of Ahlul Bayt, those who have realized. وَغَمُّنَا وَأَوْحَشَنَا إِنْصَرَافُهُ. أَوْحَشَنَا is from وَحْشَد, that its departing has become afraidful for me, a fearful for me. Yes, brothers and sisters, we have spent this holy month of Ramadan in our gatherings, congregations, du'as, being together with the unity, with the blessings, every day getting together, days and nights, recitations, Quran, listening to the du'as, listening to the speeches, listening to through the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. That many du'as that we have been able to learn during this month, we have not been able to read that in any other month. Can I request once again, please make an effort, if there is any other place, please, those brothers who can move to the mihrab, they can move inside, and let us move one more time with a salawat, please. There are a few spaces, please fill any place. If there is any space remaining, please fill those places. Yes, brothers and sisters, during this month we have seen many volunteers being giving services at the center. I would like to appreciate on your behalf all the volunteers, those who are giving many services, different kind of services, those who are providing food, those who are cooking food in the kitchen, those who are helping, those who are organizing the programs, those ladies who are working behind the scene, those youth who are working for various types of programs. That our center was the most active center during this month. I would like to congratulate them for their best of the efforts and sincere efforts during the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the rewards of, as He has given Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf al-shahr. For every effort, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you reward of alf al-shahr. And also at the end of holy month of Ramadan, as we are heading towards the day of Eid, brothers and sisters, past years our Houston community will show the unity with standing in one prayer. And I have requested communities in the past as well, and I would like to request communities, let us think that standing in segregation is better or standing together is better. Believe me, that blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes when people are standing together. And I have sent letters to the scholars in the past, and I'm announcing again in my prayer that if any of these scholars who would like to lead the prayer,